This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:37 on the evening edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and we've now got the market wrap for you with Sabrina Magdalene from BFM's news team. Today we're looking down south to Johor, and we've got two stories. First off, Johor will be tabling its state budget 2021 in 3 months' time, and the state will be conducting a public survey on the matter until the end of this month. What's the details there, Sabrina?
So the Johor budget 2021 will be tabled during the state assembly sitting on November 19th. So the state government says the survey is an effort to get feedback and understand the people's priority, especially during the pandemic. They actually want to create a budget that will take into consideration the welfare of all. So currently, they have seven areas of focus. You know, in terms of economic empowerment, it includes digital economy and attracting high-impact investments. Governance, environmental sustainability, infrastructure and public transportation are also included. Most of it covers planning for the future and other pandemic-like situations, not just for the present. So the key is the well-being of the people, human resource development and employment opportunities. So do take part in the Johor 2021 budget survey online that's open until September 30th. I believe other states might also do something similar.
And the second story you have for us today is how Johor is planning to enhance its 10-year tourism development plan by including island tourism to boost the sector. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, the state tourism office says Johor has its own tourist attractions that remain untapped. For example, many forget about the beautiful islands located in Mersing District when talking about Johor holidays or beach vacation. Hence, the launch of the development plan is expected next year to address this. The plan will basically pivot Johor's tourism sector direction, and the islands are going to be key. I believe a lot of the island reforms will be good news for Singaporeans and domestic tourism. There are reportedly about 93 islands in the Mersing district alone. And among them are Pulau Aur, Dayang, Pemanggil, Pulau Besar, Rau and Pulau Harimau. They all have their own attractions, and Johor plans to leverage on that to take its tourism hotspots to another level. I actually have not even heard of half the islands in this list.
So when I think Johor, I don't exactly think islands. That's not the first thing that pops to mind. So that's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. The only thing for me, the only time I ever visited JB, that was for a wedding. But I managed to make a quick stop at this really good bakery with amazing banana bread. I think it's called Hyapju Bakery, if I'm not wrong. This isn't really a plug, but if you are in JB, it's real good.
Yeah. For sure.
But islands, not in my mind.
Yeah. And so I think it'll be an interesting development to keep an eye on.
And right. I also think that tourism now, I mean, considering that interstate travel is allowed, I think people now will have the opportunity to discover these islands.
Exactly. And you can let us know now that, you know, as local tourism is being promoted, what do you think of Johor's move to push island tourism? Would you visit? Are there any local sites that you feel haven't been explored enough? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, moving on to Bursa Malaysia, shares in AE Multi Holdings Berhad rose earlier today. What's happening on the counter?
So the counter jumped 18% this morning following a positive technical outlook for the stock. RHB Retail Research said AE Multi may have completed its sideways consolidation in the latest session, as it had staged a positive intraday price reversal from the 15-cent support. In a trading stocks note today, the research house said a positive bias may emerge above 16-cent with resistance points pegged at 18-cent and 20-cent. It says a stop loss can be placed below 16-cent. So at close today, AE Multi Holdings closed about 15% higher at 19.5-cent.
Sabrina, thanks so much for that market wrap. We've now got some music coming your way. It's Blind Melon with Change. Keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.